I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everybody and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I'm joined by Anna and Louisa, stars of Luana, the podcast. I'm sure you guys are already fans. I have to ask you, please can you tell me about Vag Chat?
Oh, well, do you know what? My vagina used to provide not only a lot of pleasure to me, it used to provide so much chat in our pod, didn't it? Yeah. Anna, do you remember the fake when you thought I sharted?
Oh, my gosh. Basically, who the hell like starts a podcast and then realises 5 years later that basically the USP is vaginas? I mean, Vicky, you love chatting about vages too. I mean, you could be on this all the time. Yeah. I mean... this is ages ago, and Zisman, she, what are you talking about, the shot?
Yeah, the shot in my cinema.
Oh,
we were all recording,
God.
And that was so, no, what happened is,
please explain.
We used to record sometimes in my cinema.
Because everyone has a cinema.
No, because why did we do that, not in a studio?
Casual.
We didn't have a studio. We couldn't be bothered to go into London. We're really lazy, Vicky. We only stay within. Oh, she's off. Oh, she's
no,
off.
I need a drink.
I'm the same, mate. I say all of these high quality, fancy podcasts, and for the majority of it, I just sit in my wardrobe and do my
in a pair of pants. I mean, to be fair, when you got Zisman's Champneys 2. Well, she's in Champneys 2 now, but this was Champneys 1. I call her Champneys 2 because essentially that's what she's moved into.
Back
to the matter at hand.
So what happened is Anna is going to say that this isn't true and that I sharted.
She really did.
But basically, I had fake tanned, right? And then I put white tracksuit bottoms on.
Oh,
and
I feel like that's spicy.
So we were really laughing, and my vag is fixed now, but I used to pee myself really badly whenever I laughed, coughed, ran. Basically, the kids just shattered my pelvic floor. So we were really laughing. I then peed myself a bit, and where I hadn't got any knickers on and it got a bit wet, it went all brown on the trousers.
No, you farted. You farted as well at the same time. Sorry, guys, there's a massive lorry going past me. He farted at the same time, which is wet. And it was the most repulsive. You know how like you get sound effects machines? This was straight out of one of those. And then she had this like brown seeping patch on her white tracksuit bottoms. Imo, our producer, and myself were there. We smelt it. We saw it. She sharted, and she will not admit it, Vicky. I think this is confession time, Zisman.
Yeah. I didn't chat my pants. I promise. I didn't. But just because...
I love how Vicky asked us about... badges,
yeah, because that is related to my leaky vag.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, yeah, that's kind of
and
what...
Anyway, my vag used to provide a lot of content because I'd always pee myself. And, like, I'd be out dancing. When I was drunk, it was really bad, like, quite bad. And I remember being at a really swanky private members club. Not going to name it in case they ban me. after this story, but and I'd like put tissue in my pants and I was like dancing because I used to pee, and then it got so wet it just dropped on the dance floor.
Plop.
But, and then busy day is a good one.
How, look, when we've all done this,
that's a real sweeping generalization.
No,
can
we
I get
have
the story before I commit to this,
right? So no, we have a confession section.
Yeah,
and I was like, guys, I'm going to confess to something, but I don't think it's much of a confession because I think we all do it. But when I get undressed at the end of the day and I take off my knickers, sometimes I give them a little sniff and I think, oh,
big day.
Busy day.
And it's the marker of how busy that busy day has been.
The busyness.
The busy day barometer.
If it's too much of a busy day, it goes, doesn't even go in washing basket, straight in machine. Yeah.
I've got two naughty Labrador puppies, mate. So sadly, very few of my worn knickers actually make it to the washing machine or washing
tile. Well, you need to be careful. Because we have had multiple stories into our podcast of dogs that have eaten underwear and then had to go to the vets for it.
Confessions of a vet.
I've got two labs.
Have you? What colours?
I'll show you them.
Okay.
We haven't got a lot of time.
Red ones.
Anna, you talk.
I'll talk. In the usual light and shade, but the vag stuff really like is never by design. Nothing we're not clever enough, Vicky, to do anything by design. We are so organic, and I hate the word authentic, but it is. And
didn't realize I was getting the real life version. I thought that was
dogs.
Hello, babies. Mummy's bee. Oh, look at you.
There they are.
Absolutely gorgeous, Lou. Oh my God. Two girls or a boy and a girl?
Two girls, they're sisters.
Sisters? How do you find the red ones, mate? My friend's got one. She says she's fucking brilliant. Mine are.
They're much better than.
Yeah, I've heard they're very smart.
Colour are yours?
I have a golden one, Milo, who's a very nice boy. But then I branched out and adopted a chocolate one named
Max. They're really bad, those ones.
I took him to the vet. I thought he was unwell. It turns out like it's just a fucking complete character trait of a chocolate nuts. Lab. Yeah.
Those red ones are much, because they're from a working gun dog line. So they're a bit more switched on, I think.
Yeah, they seem
great. Not that colour makes a difference to anyone or any dog. We're not saying that any particular colour is better.
We love them all.
The fox red ones are better.
You're allowed a preference, babes. You're allowed a preference.
Exactly.
It sounds as though you have a scream on the podcast, but also like talk about some quite, I suppose, important topics as well. Like you're often discussing what style of mum you are, like your parenting techniques. For anybody who hasn't listened to the pod, what type of mum are you both? I get the impression it differs between the two.
Actually, we align, I think, quite a lot in our parenting style. Actually, that is something we
Anna's
do.
A bit nicer than, like, Anna's more sensitive to her kids' needs than I am.
Yeah, I'm quite tuned into my kids. Yeah,
I'll be like, oh, chuck them into school. Like, what, like, I don't know, you're better than me. She's
when it comes
more,
to routine,
I'm
and,
a bit more brutal.
And that, I think we're similar. We're good mums, but also with the pod as well. Recently,
we're good mums. We promise.
We're good mums.
We just don't always like our children.
I mean, kids are. Yeah,
like that's every mother.
Yeah, you know, and it's perfectly fine. You know, it's.
You've been freezing your eggs, haven't you? Have you? Did I make that up?
No, all in the freezer. I mean, three eggs, three embryos, just in case it can't act himself.
Oh, you've got embryos. I didn't know you made actual little mini humans. Well done. Congratulations.
My little frozen family all just there waiting for when we decide we're ready, which I don't think is far off, in fairness.
Good for you.
Very sensible. How old do you think? You're the same age as me.
30. So I'm 36 this year.
Yeah, same as me.
Yeah. And like,
I'm done. You're not even started.
Honestly, all my mates are like wrapping up totally. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm done. Some of my mates, their kids are even looking after like meal down the kids. We've got a real cross section, and then
you'll find a whole new tribe of people, like when you get into that. And it's important that you experience it for you as well, like not be the sad old bitter, oh my god, our kids that we are. But with the pod as well, we have a lot, especially recently, and of women in particular, and men, but particularly women, you know, that are in shitty relationships and want to be able to get some advice and offload. And we have recently found that we're a real destination, not by design, of people wanting some clarity and some opinion, of which sometimes ours is the same, sometimes it's different around the situation they're in. And we're really proud, actually, that, you know, like we always say, you know, we probably undersell ourselves in the sense that, you know, it is a lot of, you know, fart gags and vag chat. But at the same time, there are some really worthy parts to the pod where we do give advice, and we can absolutely handle the dark with the light. And I think it's really important. And we're really grateful that people find us as a destination where for some reason they value our opinion. And we have such an active social media following. We have a big Facebook group, which has, I think, over 25,000 people that are constantly always talking. And, you know, it's just lovely that this sort of community seems to have all come together, but we just sort of have weirdly spearheaded it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Anna, yous are both being quite modest and self-depreciating, but the fact of the matter is, you've got experience, you've got kids of your own, like what you have to say, your opinion, like it's no wonder people value it. Like just myself, I feel like I've learned a little bit from listening to this as well. What's the best advice yous have ever given?
Well, I'm going to give it right now. Keep your embryos on ice. Never defrost. You just be happy.
Keep that fanny nice and tight, non-leaking,
nice and tight.
Hold on to that badge, Vicky.
Keep your stress-free life. No kids. That's my best advice. Keep them in the freezer.
Right. Okay.
I would say there's so much.
That's
Tourette's is out. Kids are absolutely wonderful. Best thing I ever did. Hardest thing, but best thing I ever did. I think advice-wise, really kind of encompassing it, is like Lou and I have both found ourselves in the slightly more challenging phases of, particularly when I suppose when it comes to parenting, it was we started our podcast when we were both very sort of early in the parenting sort of thing, and we weren't having a great time in our own lives. And I think the best advice is, I hate saying this, but I'm going to say it, not taking life too seriously. It's such a shit phrase, but it's finding the joy and the lighter side to life. And very much so, we can tackle some tricky, hard topics. We can all have shit days. You had a challenging morning, Vicky. So respect that.
No, I was so dramatic. It really wasn't that bad.
She just couldn't log on and her pass didn't work. I mean, for fuck's sake, it wasn't that bad. She needs to get a grip. It's all right now.
All right, you listen, living in your ivory tower. Fuck right off.
Exactly. But we all have, but this is the point. We all have our moments where we just go, oh my God, this is really overwhelming. Like yesterday, I was having a bit of an ah day. And you know what? If you can just suddenly find the light and the humor, then you will feel so much better. And I think that's definitely what our podcast brings us. On Monday morning, we go in and it's just like, no matter what's happened, I know I'm going to have a laugh. I just know something funny is going to make, I just know I'm going to feel better. It's almost like when you go to the gym or when you go to a therapy session, you invariably always feel better when you finished it, right? And 100%. That is what it feels like doing our podcast. And it is a real compliment when people say they feel that when they listen to the podcast.
It's their tonic. So
find the light in life. Find the lighter side of it. Life's too serious otherwise.
I just think you need to give less fucks. Like, I think so many people are so hung up on the most insignificant things. Yeah. And it's just like, also, why do people care so much about what fucking Johnny living in Timbuktu thinks? You're never going to meet Johnny in Timbuktu. He has no, I always think about, you know, people have opinions on me. They have opinions on you, Vicky. And I think that we don't know them. We're never going to meet them. And I always say to myself, do they affect my health? No. Do they affect my family? No. Do they affect the roof over my head? No. So are they important to me? Absolutely not. And I just think that your immediate friends, family, health and habitat, I suppose, are the most important things in life. Like, work will change and even work will come and go. And, you know, sometimes I say something and I think, oh, fuck, this is the moment that I'm about to get cancelled. And it never happens. I don't know why.
I mean, we've had a few.
We've had a few.
Let's not keep switching fate, Zisman. I mean, we've got a few more roofs over our heads to pay for yet, you know.
But I just think, like, just, you need to, like, people just need to care less about stuff. They get so het up on shit that actually is nothing to do with them or has no effect on their life. Just go breathe and, like, let it go. Just, you know, whatever.
Find the funny in things where you can.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I often think as women we put so much pressure on ourselves to have it all figured out and be everything that everybody needs it to be, that actually we forget to be what we need to be. It's lovely that you're providing, you know, lasses with a place where they can laugh and feel okay to, like, you know, short or not love their kids one day, you know, just to have the light and shade of life. I think it's lovely that there's somebody talking about it, because more often than not, people are just acting like everything's okay. And I feel like that's a bit problematic.
Well, do you know, that's such a great way of putting it. And I think actually, I kind of speak, I suppose, as a therapist, and I do a lot of this. I think we're so geared into life nowadays of trying to fix ourselves and, you know, fix everything around us, which is important. But also it's really important to just sit and just go, oh, do you know, like yesterday on Monday this week, I loved it. It's one of my favourite parts of the podcast on Monday. This woman was hung over to shit. She was wearing her pyjamas. You know, she was in one. And do you know what? But I just find those moments, just, they're all moments that we all go, yeah, do you know what? Ditto. Like, you know, last night I lost the will to bloody live. So my kids basically ate shit for tea. And, you know, I'd had a close family member who we'd been waiting on some very important medical results, you know, and thank God the results went the way we wanted them to go. And it is in those moments you just go, oh, do you know what? Who cares that my kids have just had, you know, a shitty tea and they're
what
happy.
Did you give them?
I'm happy.
Oh, what did you, I want everyone to judge you right now on this.
It was the squirrel.
It was the squirrel. It was just a load of freezer food. I mean, to be honest, I'm making myself out that I'm bad. It's not terribly bad, but, you know, and it's just like literally not beige food out the freezer as I can possibly do. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to be real. And I think that's what we're not afraid to be. We might be on the telly. Lou might live in Champneys too. You know, I might be, you know, a therapist on Celebs Go Dating, you know, but really, like, you're seeing me now. I'm in my granny pad. I've got, look, a cot that I need to take to, look, there it is. Needs to go somewhere that's in the background of my shop that I can't do. We're just real normal people hustling, trying to do our best, sometimes getting it right and sometimes getting it wrong, but who cares? We're alive.
And that, I think that's what resonates with people, you know, the authenticity, the honesty. So, yeah, never change, lasses. Keep being you.
Someone's arrived at my door. Shit. Hang on.
Do you want to
go and get it,
babe.
Louisa, while she's gone, I've been dying to ask you, tell us a little bit about these sick parties you throw, because honestly, I follow you on Instagram and I see them and, like, you and Russell Kane having the best time. And I'm like, oh, she strikes me as like a modern day Gatsby. Like, I really need to know everything, mate.
Vicky's asking about my crazy parties, Anna. Listen.
Do you all swing? I need to know if you all swing.
Oh. I swear everyone thinks that about us. No.
You do.
There was a few shaggins in the toilet on the private jet.
Not with each other's partners.
Not with each other's partners. Just a few people joined the Maha.
I might put that rumour out though, that they're all like intersexing.
No, my husband will kill me. Look, I love a party. And there's nothing that brings me more joy, actually. I'm a bit of a funny person. Like, I'm really, really social with the people that
I like. So people think that they'll meet me and I'm going to be like really friendly and stuff, and I'm actually not. Like, I'm quite like, oh no, I can't bother to talk to them. And
I'll always,
yeah,
you like, you like who you like, mate. There's no wrong.
I like who I like.
You're quite introvert, actually.
I like, yeah, and so I love having fun with my friends, but I don't really like meeting new people. And we do have some great parties. We have like a lovely friendship group. I am really good friends with Russell Kane and his wife Lindsay, you mentioned. And we just have, for my birthday this year, there was a group of 12 of us, Anna, like all couples, and we all went away to the south of France. We had like the best time. I loved it. And then we all came, like, my house is a bit of a hub, like it is big and we've got stuff here and the kids never want to leave my house. And it's really nice. We just have, I just like having parties with people that I like. I love breaking bread, drinking tequila. I don't really drink wine anymore. And just having like the best time with people that are on the same wavelength, just want to have fun. And I always think, God, if you can't do that with friends, what is the point in like working so hard? What is the point in having money if you can't share that either with friends and stuff? So
make sure she shares it, Vicky. She shares it.
You know,
we're all out this Friday actually as well. We're all going to Sam Fairs on the charity. Oh, yeah. But you should come. There's some tickets.
I'm up north. Yeah. I've got an Alzheimer's walk on Saturday up here, so I'm staying the Friday night, which is good. But I'll be at the Pride of Britain on Sunday if yous are going there, lasses.
No, we're not that important to get invited. Actually, yeah. Anna, you do.
I think I'm going, yeah.
Oh, I didn't get invited.
I think see? I've been, I think.
I am the fucking Pride of Britain. They should have invited me.
Oh, Louise, I can't. Before I let you lovely ladies go, because I know we're so busy, I'm going to ask some really cliched questions just because I know everybody listening is going to want to hear them. I will be off.
Let's do it.
Obviously, you started on The Apprentice, Louisa, and like, I feel like it was so long ago now. You've done so many different amazing things since then. But how was it?
Do you know what? And it was the best thing that I ever did in my life. I loved every minute of doing that show, and I have no regrets about doing it. And I'm thrilled of the outcome. I came second, like the best thing I never won, because my life wouldn't look the way it does now without it. And I just loved it. I have such fond memories of doing that show, and I'd do it all again. I wish they'd do a celeb. I think they did do a celeb one. They didn't ask me back because I was the show that year, and Alan Sugar didn't like it. That I had more headlines than him. That is actually the truth.
Oh, poor Big Al had to take it on the chin that
year. Poor Al!
And obviously it's got you where you are now, mate, you know, so.
Yeah, it led to amazing things and sort of led me down a media career, which I'd never really thought about. So no, it was amazing, and I still do like some business stuff, and no, it's great. I loved it.
But you also do some charity work as well, mate, and every time I see that, sort of, that's a real something that's really close to your heart, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I do like, and I have always done stuff for charity, and actually that's how I met my husband. So I was an ambassador of a kids charity, Shooting Stars Chase, and we were both at the same charity event, like sat next to each other. We support an orphanage in Moldova, which has been doing for 10 years now, and do local stuff as well. Don't always shout about what I do, because I always find, like, when you do say anything, you get this barrage of, why are you asking us for money when you've got loads of money? And so I tend to do things quite quietly. And I think sometimes that can either go in favor of you or against you, because some people see an extravagant life and then they're like, oh, what do you do for anyone? And you're like, well, just because I don't shout about it doesn't mean I don't do it. And then when you do shout about it, you get criticized for shouting about it. You can't fucking win. So I just kind of
signaling
kind of do me. But yeah, look, I do love charity work, without sounding like some kind of Angelina Jolie
modern day Mother Teresa.
I like doing things for other people, especially people that have less, and animals that have less.
I thought you were going to say and Anna.
Oh yeah, I'm just a permanent charity
and
case.
Anna.
And Anna.
Help me.
Well, you know what, mate? Like, you did sort of mention it earlier, you touched on it. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't with some people. You simply can't win. But as long as the people who know you will love you understand, I think you're doing okay. And every time you pop up on my Instagram, I feel like you're doing your bit, which is nice. And I don't care how much money you've got or how little you've got, you know. Some people do stuff and some people don't.
Yeah.
So, don't listen to anybody who says anything else, I think.
Oh, don't worry, I don't.
I didn't think it kept you up at night, mate. Don't worry about it. Anna, I can't let you go without asking about celebs go dating.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan. I have to love it.
Oh, thank you.
I nearly went on it myself one year. Did
you?
Know that?
Did you? You've got fiance.
I think I did hear your name floated around actually one series. Yeah.
Yeah. And I met with the producers and everything, and it was after broke up with my ex, and they promised us all these big things. They were like, we've got sick blokes this year. It's going to be so different. Like, you don't understand. We're going for a high class of celeb. Like, it's going to be amazing and all this. And I was like, really thought about it because I do love the show. And obviously, I just met Erkan, and I decided that I thought there was something there worth pursuing.
Just
and I'm pleased I did.
Just for you. It's like, I'm pleased that you did. And I'm pleased you didn't come on, actually, in that respect, because I think some celebrities that I think come on the show, and perhaps they have maybe got a little bit of a something with someone, or they've just broken up, or they're not sure. I think it can be quite a challenge for them when they realize that actually Paul and I are for real. Like, when it comes, like, we're doing our actual jobs. Like, we're not here to play telly. We are here to do it. So it can be quite problematic when we are asking people to be really honest and really authentic. And it's just like, you need to tell us what we're playing with here, you know? So I do think it has created a lot more authenticity for the celebs that come on the show, which is great. And it's such a fun show to do because it really isn't scripted. It really does just unpack as it unpacks. And that's what I love about it. You just never know. Every day is a different day.
Yeah. I had Paul on the podcast, by the way. And I...
Oh, did you?
Just have to mention, with all due respect to me fiance, that I think he's probably one of the most attractive men in the fucking world.
He's very attractive. Yeah.
How on earth? I found myself playing with me hair in that. I was fucking... You were
peacocking.
Yeah, babe, I was like, oh, and then I had to catch myself because I was like, you're 35, fucking grow up, you know, but he's like, how do you sit around this man all the time? He has like a raw sexual magnetism.
I will tell you how. When Paul and I first met, so Louise is obviously, you know, work wife, Paul is work husband, but Paul and I, he is literally the extension of my brothers. And I'm very good friend. My husband and I are very good friends with Paul and his wife, Jill, and Tom as well, obviously, Tom Reed Wilson. And Paul and I, we, as is always the way, and it's such a cliche, but, you know, you spend the first series, everyone going, oh, I bet they're shagging. Oh, I bet they're shagging. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, God, I can honestly say to you, there is not one part of me that finds Paul sexually attractive. There is not one part of me that he finds sexually attractive. That's not to say that I don't recognize he is a beautiful man outside and in. He's one of the most incredible, extraordinary human beings. We are very much brother and sister.
Platonic.
I fart on him. He is dreadful to me. He, you know, we fight and play all the time as siblings, but he is an extraordinary man. And I'm so happy he lives here in the UK now. But there's nothing sexual between Paul and I.
Oh, well, I'm sure your husband will be very pleased to hear that.
Pleased to know that, yeah.
Mate, how do you, as like sort of coaches and therapists and stuff, how do you cope? Because honestly, in this current climate, there are so many people who don't want to go on Celebs Go Dating for the right reasons. They want to go if they're celebs to further their career. They want to go if they're slightly more unknowns to potentially getting recognised and seen. And of course, that's not exactly what you guys are looking for. How do you cope with that? How do you still manage to maintain some of the authenticity if you feel like people are there for the wrong reasons?
I think the first thing we do, I mean, we're so... You know, this ain't our first rodeo now. You know, this is my ninth series. I'm doing it 6 years. You just have to lean into the actual truth. And as we've said to people in the past, and actually we had it with the series just gone, it's like, right, just be honest. Tell us why you're here. Are you here for the paycheck? Or are you here because you actually want to do some work on yourself or on relationships? Just tell us what you want, because we will give you as much of us and our expertise as you genuinely want. Some people, obviously, and particularly over the years, you know why they're there. They're there for their paycheck. That's cool. It's telly. But the ones, and it tends to be the majority now that are on the show, are like, actually, in fact, we've found the last two series in particular, the celebs have all said, you know what? I really want to do some work on myself. And I think that's what we do. We say, look,
if you want fucking therapy at the end of the day.
It's like, mate, you can either pay hundreds of pounds for this, or you can literally
thousands. happy thousands for me.
Exactly, £100 per session. Exactly. No, but exactly. Or you can actually, we will give you as much as you want to give us, but we will only invest our time and the ones that really want it. And if they do, we're there for them all the time. And you know, we continue with the work after the show as well.
Nice. It's a hassle, all them messaging, Anna.
For Louisa it is, not for me.
It drives me mad.
It's a vocation. It's a vocation.
Full time job. Love it. Full time job.
I love it.
Last, you need a different phone.
I absolutely love talking to you, but I'm very aware that I've got two of S Club 7 completely waiting in the wings to chat.
They're way more famous than us.
Absolutely not. God, don't be silly. It is not nice to keep anybody waiting. But quickly, before I let you lovely ladies go, thank you so much for coming on today. I know how busy you are. Thank I've really you. Loved it. Here at Vicky Patterson, The Secret Too, we always give our lovely listeners a little couple pearls of wisdom from our gorgeous guests right at the end. And seeing you guys chat, listening to how lovely your friendship is, I think it's pretty obvious what our secret should be. I'd like to know what your secret is to a good friendship.
I think I'll summarize it for the speed of this. I just think recognize that you'll have differences, but understand that if your core values are the same, that's all that counts. You can have difference of opinions. And don't forget that you're friends for a reason. If you disagree on one thing, it's not a big deal. And laugh and love together and just don't take life too seriously. And that's kind of us, I think.
Yeah. And that's I would lovely. Just add to that, listen to each other and respect each other.
Yeah.
All such beautiful, wholesome advice, ladies. And not a short in sight. Who would have thought?
Well, and I was going to say, and if in doubt, just fart on each other's head.
On that note, I'm fucking off. See you later, lasses.
Thanks for having us. Bye.
Thanks, Vicky. Bye.
Well, guys, that was the incredible Anna Williamson and Louisa Zisman, a.k.a. Luana. I hope you love listening to that as much as I love chatting to the girls. If you want to hear more of them, of course, they've got the fantastic podcast and you can follow them there. Vicky Patterson and The Secret 2, available bloody everywhere, if I'm honest with you. We have a TikTok, we have an Instagram. We are now on YouTube as well, if you want to have a check us out there. But as always, mate, please do all of the podcasty things. Tell your mates, leave a review, tell someone who you think might like it. We're always interested to see our little podcast grow. Have a really great week, everybody. Everybody, you deserve it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.